The Kanaitse Indian tribe in Kenai is taking an innovative approach to drug, alcohol, and tobacco prevention. In addition to education, the tribe offers culturally relevant activities through their Yanganan Youth Center, located in Soldotna, including a moose camp in the fall for young men. KBBI's Desha Eaton has more.
Eugen Ivanov carefully strips the outside layer off a large burgundy leg of moose.
This meat was hung. It develops a crust on it. So right now we are stripping it off so we can butcher this meat and get it to our elders.
Ivanov is Dena Ina from Nondalton near Lake Clark. People on the central peninsula say Denaina. He grew up in Soldotna and now works as a youth advocate for the Kanaitse Indian tribe's Yaganan Youth Center in Soldotna. This past weekend, a group of young men went hunting on the Kenai through the center, and they were successful. Ivanov shows 15-year-old Wally James how to peel a piece of white tendon off the meat.
Get your knife right between.
James is a freshman at Kenai Central High School. Yupik, and originally from Russian Mission, he moved to Kenai last year. He's been moose hunting before.
It reminds me of when I go hunting in my hometown with my sister and family.
Standing in the large warehouse-like building surrounded by seven young men butchering meat at four tables, Yaganan Youth Center administrator Michael Bernard says it's not just about putting food in the freezer.
The concept is that we are providing a safe, positive atmosphere where young people can come and learn that it's okay to be substance-free.
Yaganan is a prevention and early intervention organization that provides a safe environment for youth. The harvest and processing of the moose, Bernard says, is also a way to convey critical traditional values to young men.
The activities that we do have a cultural relevance to them. We are touching on several, if not many, of the cultural values, you know, the hard work, sharing, teamwork, and providing for our elders.
Moose is a traditional food for Kanaitse Indians. The camp is free and open to all young men in the community, native and non-native alike. The young men receive training on gun safety, knife handling, butchering, and food handling. They also learn how to build survival shelters and about the natural history of moose. Bernard says they try to schedule the camps during vacations and are working with the Kenai Peninsula School District to allow students to earn elective credits for attending the camps. Gideon Culver is a junior at Soldotna High School. The 16-year-old is not Alaska Native and says he had never gone moose hunting before. He says the best part was being in the woods and learning about respect for the animal.
Kind of an inward respect, treating it with respect. We were all fairly silent when we first got it, and looking at it, seeing that it had given its life so that we could have food, and it kind of gave me more respect for the Naina and how they, you know, their survival depended on something else's death.
Kanaitse tribal member Sandy K. Wilson is a youth advocate at the Yaganan Center. She says the camp is also about building pride and confidence.
Teaching our culture is, you know, it makes them proud of who they are and teaches them where they come from. And so when we teach our culture, it gives them a sense of pride.
Wilson is also the mother of several children involved in programs at the youth center. Her oldest son, 23-year-old Jonathan Wilson, started attending activities at the youth center when he was in sixth grade. Now he's a mentor in the program.
I'm the oldest of eight, and all of my brothers and sisters are coming up through this program, so it's kind of something for me to watch them grow.
In Kenai, at the tribe's senior center, the young men deliver the meat to elders. Kathleen Zakhar, originally from Sleetmute, has lived in Kenai for several years. She says she doesn't have any moose meat in the freezer this year, and she's happy to have some freshly delivered from the young men.
I got me a kidney.
A delicacy that Zakhar says she will eat fried.
And it's great that they teach them how to do that. That's our culture. And if we don't have our culture anymore, what do we have? We don't got nothing.
Next time, Zakhar says, she's putting in a request for moose ribs, her favorite. In Kenai, I'm Desha Eaton.